Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Scott Mills.
Good afternoon.
It's annoying, isn't it, this?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Right. Really annoying.
Done.
Tell you what I've forgotten to do today.
What's that?
Becky's doing it for me now.
What?
You can watch this on the live camera, actually, at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Live webcam. Just, bit of powder on the face, really, because you don't want to be shiny when the webcam's on you.
Well, it's the glare, isn't it?
It's the glare of the lights. It's the glamour.
If you'd like to have a look at Scott and his whole show will be live streamed at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Not just the forehead.
No, the problem is because I'm like 10 shades lighter than you, you've now got like sort of
doesn't
white
matter.
Forehead and
doesn't
orange
matter.
Chin.
At least I won't shine.
You're like a Victorian lady.
A porcelain doll. Lady. So, yeah, the cameras are on today because we've got not one, but two big guests on the big show. Oh, no.
Not the big show.
Not sorry. On my show.
Who are they?
They are, first of all, Ed Westwick, Chuck Bass of Gossip Girl. More. Thank you. Please. And then after five, actual Ollie Murs will be here.
Your skin does look very good on the webcams, actually. Just
thank you.
Now.
Thank you.
You look quite... What's the word? Not what's it like? Bland faced.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to look kind of just.
Please say you don't ever say that to your girlfriend after she's done her makeup.
What do you mean bland faced?
No, I meant to say old.
What? How rude! Is there a way we can get rid of him?
Yes. No, actually.
Press the button.
Oh yeah. Okay, good.
Goodbye.
Right, bye. Go.
No, the other
goodbye.
One.
Bye.
I'm still here.
Thanks, Greg.
This is BBC. This
still here.
BBC. BBC. Radio.
I keep seeing myself on the camera weird. Check us out. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The live cameras are here today because we've got not one but two special guests. Ed Westwick in a minute. And then Ollie Murs after 5 o'clock.
What's happened to your voice?
Don't know. Been on Radio 2 today.
Oh, that's why, is it?
Yeah.
You suddenly went, like, all kind of high.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a DJ.
Yeah, I was on Steve Wright's show earlier.
Good.
Me and Lorraine Kelly talking about the Comet Relief Red Nose Desert Trek. It was very good, very good. Lots of people clap whenever you walk in the room on that show. It's like, oh, hi. Woo! Yeah! Woo! And then when you leave, same. Woo! Yeah! Woo! In fact, it's only two people, but it sounds about like 7 or 8 people clapping.
Do you want
cheering.
Us to do that for you every time you come in the office?
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay.
How much are you going to give me to not play this when Ed Westwick turns up?
Oh, my God.
No!
God, I love them so.
Yeah, just...
That was recorded in the cinema last week when me and Becky were watching Shallow Girl, Ed Westwick's new film.
How much do you want?
We can talk off air.
Oh, my God. I love them so.
Yeah, just...
Oh, I really hope he hasn't heard that already, because I think he's just arrived in reception.
Oh, no! Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So, as I announced on the Chris Moyle show earlier, on the 21st of Feb, I am taking part in the Red Nose Desert Trek with some other celebs. Actually, it'll sound better if I do this.
Scott Mills and 8 other courageous celebrities are in Kenya, walking 100 grueling kilometres of desert, sleeping rough, braving sunstroke, sandstorms, 100-degree heat, and 126 different kinds of snake. All to raise money for Comic Relief. It's the Red Nose Desert Trek.
Oh, God. 126 different types of snake.
He sounded so scared of snakes that he had to read it really quickly.
Yeah. So, this is the latest thing for Comic Relief. And it's a 5-day trek across the Kaizut Desert in northern Kenya. Me, Dermot O'Leary, Lorraine Kelly, Ollie Murs, Cara Toynton, Ronnie Ancona, Craig David, Nadia Swahala, is that right? And Radio 4 presenter Peter White are going to cover 100 kilometres in very high temperatures. It's going to be hot out there in the actual desert. We're going to have a convoy of camels behind us, which are going to kind of... We're going to lead through, during the trek, and we'll have to sleep rough in the desert. I've never led a camel before. How easy is that?
I think you'll look like the girls on Sex and the City 2.
Yeah. What,
you
in full
and
makeup?
Lorraine. Yeah.
So, I've been told to expect sunstroke, snakes and sandstorms. We're trying to raise as much cash as possible to help people living unimaginably tough lives, both across Africa and here in the UK. And in particular, what we're going to do is highlight the issue of sight this time. And we're going to meet people during the trek who are losing their sight and need urgent eye care, and spreading the word about a special eye care camp which will be there in northern Kenya, which we're hopefully going to reach on the last day of our trek. Obviously, it's going to be a documentary as well, which is going to be on BBC One in the run-up to Red Nose Day. We will be doing live bits as we trek across the desert here on Radio 1. And, of course, Radio 1 listeners are always so generous and will be asking you to be again. If you want to support me and the other people going on the trek, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Lots of snakes, possible lions.
Which celebrities are you most looking forward to sharing a tent with?
I wouldn't mind sharing with Murs, because I kind of know him.
What, after your trip to the gym?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Maybe not.
I've met Craig David before.
Who's your worst one out of that lot?
I wouldn't say I have a worst one, Becky. They're all people that are quite nice. I've never met Ronnie and Kona, but I've heard great things.
I'd share with her.
Why?
She does so many impressions, it would be like waking up with someone new every day.
And that's what you need, I think, when you're really, really tired after being, trekking, 20 kilometres a day in that heat?
Someone's just texting going, oh, you're only doing 100 kilometres. It's going to be so hot. That is going to feel like miles.
It's going to be over 100 degrees, which is like, what?
I say 30, over 40, isn't
over
it?
Over 40, yeah. So, please help us nearer the time, but that's what we're doing. The Red Nose Desert Trek in northern Kenya. It's going to be hot and it's going to be hard. Ew.
That's why you signed up.
I mean the heat and the snakes and stuff. That's what I meant.
Get all the info about the trek and find out how you can support Scott at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Ah, right, it's 20 to 5 and actual Ed Westwick is here. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio 1 again.
Thank you.
If you want to check Ed out, he's at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the live webcam.
Live webcam.
That one.
We were just discussing
there.
Outside. It's kind of weird. Isn't that the whole point of radio? You're not supposed to see people.
Yeah, things have changed,
things
Ed.
Things have changed,
it's
man.
It's like you can't
get
just,
with the times.
You can't
right?
just turn up looking rubbish anymore.
No, you're right.
Now, has Chase Crawford mentioned about...
I like the way
weird...
you start the interview. So I'm in the studio and it goes straight to Chase Crawford. I like it.
Oh, no, it's just...
That's great.
Has he mentioned to you at all about a weird man that he met in the UK who ended up feeding him baby food while the weird man was blindfolded?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. There was an incident with Chase and I'll let you hear it. Hang on.
Hey, I'm Chase Crawford and this is my baby food challenge.
And this is what happened.
Hey, I'm Chase Crawford, and this is my baby food challenge. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Chase.
Get ready.
Yeah. I'm going to wear a blindfold.
Okay.
And you have to feed me some baby food.
Awesome, I love it.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, but...
I'm really confused with what just happened.
Yeah.
Well, you said it was a game that Chase liked to play with everybody he met.
What?
But I think it's some weird thing that you... kind of concocted to make him feed you baby food.
Own, maybe a little bit, yeah, but don't worry, there's nothing like that planned for today.
Thank God.
We think that you are the most famous person ever to come out of Stevenage.
Well, my brother used to tell me a lie. Well, apparently Elvis Costello was from Stevenage at one stage. I think I believed that for about 5 minutes. Kevin Phillips, professional football player.
Okay, I don't know him.
Well, he was... who's he playing for now? I can't remember, but he was big at Sunderland for a minute, wasn't he? Possibly.
Yeah, I think
possibly,
you are.
I guess so.
Yeah. I've never been anywhere near there, actually. Is it is
never
it
been
good,
Stevenage?
Good
it's great.
Yeah?
Best night outside of
what
London.
What's there to do?
There is the Gordon Craig Theatre, which very rarely puts on anything worth seeing. Mm-hmm. And we've got a Hollywood Bowl. That's a bowling alley.
Oh, excellent.
And they have a thing called Moonlight Bowling, where after dark, the lights go down and the kind of 10-pin bowling bit lights up.
Sweet.
So, you know, I mean, all in all, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a retail park there?
There is. We call it the Leisure Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably a Frankie and Benny's.
There's Sam and Max's. It was Frankie and Benny's.
Yeah, always.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and all it's of that kind of jazz. You can get your teeth knocked out on a Friday night. If
Brilliant.
There, absolutely.
I must go. Do you go back much?
I went back on Saturday when I got in, actually, and went for lunch at my parents' house and then fell asleep on the sofa. So
right. So they're still
same
living
old,
there.
Same old.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you live now, or do you have multiple houses all over?
Compounds. No, I live in Manhattan, New York City.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a far cry from my old Stevenage, but yeah. It's...
They haven't got Frankie and Benny's, though.
No, they haven't. They haven't. I'm sure they could find something similar, right? Yeah. But, yeah.
Now, obviously everyone knows you and loves you in Gossip Girl as Chuck Bass, right. But I've heard that you're getting a little bit bored of Chuck now.
No, something came out the other day, because I did this article in Tatler magazine, which was as part of the press for this film I'm in that's coming out, Chalet Girl.
Yeah.
And basically it just was out of context. I was the point I was trying to make was that I'm ready to do other things in and around
as
know?
Well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's natural that you want to keep working and do different things. Mm. So that's what I meant. But I think we might be doing the show for maybe another year, maybe 2 years, who knows? And I'm enjoying it as much as ever. You know, I get to be in New York and characters great and storylines are always keep you guessing. So, yeah.
So you'd do it for like another year or so, would you?
I mean, I'm under contract for another two. So if it's two, it's two, you know?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Would you eventually want Chuck to be killed off?
I was having this discussion with someone the other day and I think I would. I'd like him to go out in like a Scarface type blaze with... a load of contraband all over his face, yeah. And a machine gun in his arm. So there you go.
Oh, okay. For the time you've been on the show, because we were talking about this earlier, what is there anything that you got to the dressing room one day and you were like, there is no way I am wearing that? Because there's been a few outfits you're like, whoa.
No, I think I've always been pretty like up for anything. Why yeah. not? I mean, there's like however ridiculous it gets. I remember in season two it was, they got me wearing, I was wearing like this Argyle like sleeveless jumper and then like shorts and knee high like Argyle socks and a red bow tie and was going to play a game of croquet.
I love it.
It was perfect, but you know, you give it the steely eyed look and yeah. You know, you pull it off. It's
yeah. Fine. Is that what you do then? Just like, and then it works.
That's it, man.
Wow.
So,
you can wear absolutely anything.
Wear absolutely anything.
Yeah. So you've never refused to wear anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Eric Damon, who's the guy who's our wardrobe designer, the looks he puts together, I've always been happy with, you know, and it always kind of works, you know, it's his vision, I trust him.
Is it stuff that you would actually wear outside of the show?
Yeah, a lot of it is, man. Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff I wear is great. I mean, recently I've been wearing a lot of Paul Smith suits, and I'm a huge fan of Paul Smith, so I'd rock them, definitely.
Do you get to keep any clothes?
No, it all goes into storage for the lovely people at Warner Brothers that think at some point they're going to claim back millions and millions yeah. of dollars they've spent on clothes.
The outfits of Chuck Bass.
Yes, exactly.
In a museum.
Buy them on eBay tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to play Diddy Dirty Money and Coming Home, and then we'll talk about Chalet Girl, which we went to see last week and very much enjoyed.
Cool, yeah.
Ed Westwick is with us on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm with Ed Westwick at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You've got an award ceremony tonight.
I'm going to the Evening Standard Film Awards. Okay. So that should be a bit of fun. But then tomorrow we've got the premiere of Chalet Girl. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get to go to many award ceremonies?
I went to the British GQ one a few months back. Mm. That was good fun.
What about in America? Do you go a lot? Because you won a few. You've won.
Yeah, I got a couple of teen choice things, yeah. which were surfboards. They're the awards. So I've got these like surfboards taking up room in my apartment. So, and I can't surf. So thanks a lot, teen choice.
Yeah, thanks.
But no, I mean, there's a few different things I go to. So,
yeah. Do you like going to
the Oscars? We'll see what happens.
Have you been to the Oscars?
No, I have not.
Right.
Well, let's put my nomination.
Let's put it out there. Eh?
Yeah. Let's do it
next year.
Absolutely.
So. You've been to a few, but do you get any good stuff when you go there? Because I've heard all this stuff about...
I'm actually going to take you back to a funny time. Before I was on Gossip Girl, before that even came around, I somehow managed to end up at this party called the Night Before Party, which is the party for the Oscars. And we had completely no idea what we were doing there, really. We had no reason to be there.
Did you blag it in then?
I ended up getting a ticket, but it was my manager at the time got me in. It was me, my brother Will... And my manager at the time. So we show up, and it's funnily, as soon as we walk in, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, walks in around us. And then we're in there, and it's like everyone, like A-list room. But of course, we end up trying to go hands on all the freebies.
Right.
So my brother blags this. He was working for Microsoft at the time and blagged that they were doing this whole charity event. And he left with like this like $1,000 like HP printer under his arm.
Oh my God.
And like sacks of cosmetics to take home. So I got some from like my girlfriend at the time. He got some for his girlfriend at the time, who's now his wife. And yeah, so that one was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. but nowadays I still get some decent freebies.
What do you get? What's the best thing you've ever got?
Ferrari.
What?
No, I'm joking. Sorry. yeah, no. It's all little bits and bobs. T-shirt here, free T-shirt there.
Okay, cool. Now let's talk about your new film called Chalet Girl.
Yeah.
We went to see it last week. It was right up our street. We loved it.
Lovely.
Really good.
Yeah.
Now, your character in it is posh, like Chuck, but English, like you.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's a nice combination of the both.
And a bit nicer than Chuck, I'd
absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely. It was nice to play a nice guy. And the film's, it's a feel-good movie. So I think anyone that, you know, goes and sees it will leave with that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. So, But yeah, it was nice. You know, it was a great cast. Bill Nighy, Felicity Jones, and the lovely Brooke Shields makes an appearance. And we had a really great time doing it. It was a lot of fun and in a very picturesque location in the
Austria,
Alps.
Was it?
Yeah, Austria and Germany, yeah. So.
You're very quiet, Becky. Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Okay, just listening in, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm enjoying the interview.
Thank you.
I want to just chip in and kind of...
Yeah. Now, without giving too much away, you're part of like a rich family in the film, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of wealthy family who go to this skiing resort and have their chalet. Felicity Jones's character,
who plays Kim
is the hired help who's kind of out of place there.
Yeah,
and she catches my character's eye and. Blah, blah, blah.
And she goes to work at the chalet. And it's not really a plot spoiler to say that you two do frolic in the snow a little bit.
We frolic in the snow. Yeah. I get frostbite on my toes from running around barefoot. The usual.
We were saying the other day, how many frolics in the snow does it take people in films before they fall in love? I think it's probably about three.
3 seconds, maybe.
Yeah. Well, no, there's a few.
It's too
frolics.
Cold. You've got to make your mind up.
Yeah.
Either you're in it or you're out of it.
And then it's like on the fourth time, it's like their eyes meet for a little bit too long.
Yeah,
yeah. Impressive skills on the snow as well. Was that you?
99.9% of it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Impressive.
I learned to ski with my school. We used to go to. I was fortunate enough to go on skiing trips once a year with the school. So. Honed my skills there.
Which bits didn't you do? The really impressive jumps and stuff?
No, I think there's like one segment of like this extended scene and some crazy jump, which wasn't probably in my best interest to attempt.
And the best thing about the film, listeners, apart from Ed, is that you get to see Bill Bailey nearly naked.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, yeah, you do see, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There, she finally piped up.
Yeah, woo! Just say
there
Bill Bailey naked.
That's what
it
we
just
needed.
Just comes out of nowhere and you don't need...
No, it's just a bath
fill
scene.
In the bath.
Yeah, exactly. But
he's good in it, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's great. He's great in everything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So the premiere of Chalet Girl tomorrow in a shopping centre.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never seen that before. That's a first.
Right, and I've already got my outfit, so it doesn't mean I have to pick something up while I'm there.
That's very good.
Early, you know.
And who are you taking?
I'm taking myself, I think. Mm-hmm. But I will have a few of my nearest and dearest there.
Okay. What, family?
Yeah, family and friends,
cool.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite good. You must get to invite family and friends along to some quite cool stuff sometimes.
Yeah. My parents actually went as ambassadors for me the other week to my friend's exhibition, Richard Phillips, who's a fantastic artist, had an exhibition at the White Cube Gallery in Hoxton Square. And I was unable to make it. I was in America shooting, but sent the family along instead, and they had a wonderful time.
Hmm.
And old Ronnie Wood was there with a 23-year-old bit of skirt.
So, Ronnie.
Go on, Ronnie.
Now, in the premiere in the shopping centre, I've always wanted to know this. Do you sit through the whole film, or do you wait for everyone to sit down and then run out the emergency exit?
I'm not sure. I'm going to see how it goes, you know? We'll see how I feel in the night.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you might get like halfway through, but I've seen this before.
Absolutely. I've seen it before, and you know, unfortunately, it can be. I don't, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, you know, sitting there and watching myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you watch every single episode of everything you've been in, or is there stuff that you've filmed that you've never seen?
No, I haven't watched Gossip Girl since about midway through season one.
Get out.
Yes. So.
So you've got no idea what it looks like.
Well, I kind of have an idea what it looks like.
Because you were there. But, yeah. But, I mean, on the screen.
Yeah.
It's odd.
No, I'm sure it kind of looks the same as it did than the first one. Probably. So yeah.
Cool. Few girls outside with anyone today?
There were a couple.
Yeah?
A couple of guys as well.
Oh, yeah.
Always nice.
Always.
Best of both.
Can you go anywhere now without people going, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, where can you,
you
go?
They don't really make that sound. But,
you know what I mean. Could you go to the small supermarket near Radio 1 now to buy some milk without someone stopping you?
Let's try it out.
Let's do it.
No, yeah, I think everything will be fine. Everything's all good.
Because of all the attention you get, and this is my final question, do you ever wake up in the morning, because I think I would, look in the mirror and go, I am hot as...
Well, you know, I mean...
If every magazine and newspaper is telling you that how amazing and fit you are all the time, surely some of it must stick.
No, it's all very, very, very silly in my eyes. So okay. I'm just I'm all about the work, man. Just got to keep working, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So what are you doing next, after this?
I have got a part in a film called Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover. It's the story of J. Edgar Hoover, who's the former FBI director.
Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's playing Hoover and... Clint Eastwood's directing, so
wow.
Gonna jump into that. So
Have you started doing that already?
No. Start in March, so very much looking forward to it. Good
that'd
stuff.
Be excellent. Okay. Well, listen, the best of luck with Shelley Girl, and thank you for coming in today, Ed Westwick.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching us on the webcam, everybody. Thanks, Ed.
Cheers.
Cheers. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
OMLG.
I didn't really help you much with that, did I?
No, thanks a lot.
I think it was because I was, like, sat close enough to touch him. Not that I was. But I just kind of went a bit mesmerised, and then you had to wake me up halfway through because I was just sort of staring at him.
I was just like, help me! But no, nothing. Wow.
He is hot, isn't he? Yeah. I like the fact that your last question was just, wow, you're so hot.
No, but I phrased
you?
It. No.
Yeah, you did. Phrase
I phrased
it differently.
It actually
but...
quite well. But yes, it was that.
Yeah. When he walked out the room, you just went,
what he
I went,
did?
What's that for? No, you.
Oh, right.
You were just like, he's so hot. I was like, yep. And the one that doesn't speak is speaking even less.
Yeah. Everyone's a little bit like, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like uber cool.
Yes, he is. That was Ed Westwick, everybody. One out, one in. Ollie Murs is coming in next.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Ollie Murs.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
I'm great, thanks, you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've been seeing you quite a bit lately.
Hello.
And now we're finally allowed to say why.
Yes, we've been really secretive about it.
Me and Ollie have been meeting in secret.
Well, well, not really secret, because you told everyone that you saw him at the gym and...
And with the snakes.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still shocked.
Yeah. No, because I did mention on the show that I've been looking at some snakes with you, but then I couldn't really say why.
Yeah.
Are you obviously. Still talking about the gym incident?
No. And then last
the gym.
Week.
Did you hear?
What no.
Oh, God.
Oh, he said you knew. He announced to the world that.
Right, you know when we went to that gym last week? Was it last week?
What did you announce?
I've had to get a special sign made up in case you get it out on the.
Censored.
He said brilliant. You were a shower.
No, I didn't say he was a shower.
Yes, you did, Scott.
It was just that.
So,
anyway.
Just in case, I made my censored sign.
It's been so hard trying to keep this a secret, though, hasn't it?
Oh, do you know what? It's been on the tip of my tongue for weeks.
Yeah.
But no, it's nice to get it out in the open now. We can talk about it.
Sorry.
All right, we've moved on from that, Becky.
Yeah,
all right.
What are you giggling about?
God. We're talking about the Red-Nosed Desert Trek.
Of course we are.
And in 2 weeks' time, me, Ollie and some others are off to northern Kenya.
We are.
To walk 100 kilometres in 5 days in one of the most inhospitable deserts there is. Now, I don't know about you, I'm not a big, you know, expert on deserts. I'm not aware of any that could be hospitable, but this one definitely isn't.
Right? I mean, that's a big word. I don't know what...
What it means. It means that it's probably not very nice.
No.
And it's going to be, like, hot, and we're not going to have any shade, and also there's going to be snakes and other things to deal with.
I know, because that zoo trip really sort of hit home, didn't it,
yeah.
Really? When we was picking up the snake and scorpions.
You were the only one that would pick them up.
I know. I was like, oh, no.
See, that's the thing about Murs. He's up for anything. Oh, you know what I mean? He's like,
I think you two have quite a lovely relationship.
No, but he will, Scott. You know, he will pick up a snake. Me and Cara Toynton were like, no way.
No, I was quite happy to pick it up and give it a good feel. And
yeah, absolutely.
But it was a tame one though, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't a black mamba.
Are you still giggling in the corner?
Sorry, but it happens a lot. Now, the walking in the heat is going to be hard enough. It's going to be like 100 plus degrees, right?
No, right, yeah.
And that's... kind of only the heat you would ever experience if you go somewhere on holiday, which is hot. But you're not going to be walking or scrambling in it.
But I went to the Chamber, didn't I, at the Olympic Centre.
See, I haven't done that.
No, see, I went with Ronnie, and all I can say, it was like taking a treadmill to the sauna at the gym or something. Imagine doing it. We did a 45-minute workout. So after I saw you, I went to the...
Did you go straight
there? Yeah, straight to the Chamber, 40-degree heat. And then I was in this with Ronnie, and we was on the treadmills, and we was on the cycling machine, and I was like,
"Were you sweating loads?"
Greg wouldn't let us have any water, so because they were trying to check our body. He's our trainer guy, yeah. But he tries to check our body fluid to see how much water we would lose in 45 minutes. And in my body fluid, I lost about 4 pounds. Ooh. So I came out 4 pound lighter.
Wow, that's not such a bad thing.
But we're going to be burning about 8,000 calories a day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about the heat, and I'm also worried about some of the things that we're going to meet along the way. If I see a snake, I'm going to freak. I am.
There we are.
Now, Fern Cotton gave me a good tip earlier.
Right.
She is quite good mates with Craig David, who is also coming on this Red Nose track.
Yeah.
And if a snake or anything else scary should appear, we just let Craig deal with it.
I'm in with that one, yeah.
He's like Crocodile Dundee fit.
I'm even asking him if I could jump on his back halfway through.
But we don't need to worry about it, because Craig will sort it.
Definitely. Right?
We just need to leave it to him, and he will see off whichever beast approaches us.
Are you sure he knows about this yet?
Yeah, I was going to say, asked him, he might have some sort of phobia.
What about if he's proper scared?
Yeah.
He doesn't look scared.
Because I was thinking about being like a bit of a prankster, and thinking, right, well, I'll take some rubbery snakes with me and some spiders.
Oh, brilliant. That's just what we need.
Just for jokes, you know what I mean? Just to keep the morale up in the camp. And then I thought, if I do it once, and then the next day, a real snake's in, everyone's going to like, oh, well, he's joking again.
I went trekking in India in the summer. We only did 10K a day, and I nearly died. I don't think you did, but apparently that was quite hard. That's from someone that's just texted in.
Scott, you look really scared.
I'm really scared. And it's because
I think it's sunk in today, hasn't it?
Yeah,
because you've been doing all these interviews and stuff. I think today is the first day when you've actually realised that you're having to do it.
Yeah. Like, because we're allowed to talk about it, I was on with Moyles this morning, and as I was saying it, as the words were coming out, I was like, oh my God.
You're making me feel really worried now.
Yeah, I think we need to be worried. Right, do you know what the deal is with the tents? What, are we sharing
tents? I don't know. I booked a caravan just in case. So. I had this with Cara this morning. I said to Cara, she goes, yeah, well, how are we going to do? She asked the same question about the tents, and I said, oh, I've got a caravan. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm only joking. I don't know what we're going to do. I suppose we just have to, when it's sort of the daylight sort of comes to an end, we're going to have to make sure we get the tents up quick enough.
Yeah. We should say who's going with us. So me and Ollie are going on the Red Nose Desert Trek across northern Kenya. Lorraine Kelly is doing it. Dermot O'Leary. Cara Toynton. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Ancona, who's an actress and impressionist. Craig David. Nadia Swala. And Radio 4 presenter Peter White. And Peter's blind as well, because this a lot of the trip this time is about sight. That's what we're highlighting for Combat Relief. We're going to meet people during the trek who are losing their sight, and they really could do with urgent eye care.
It's trichoma, isn't it?
That's right. And if you think about it, just £5 could pay for someone's sight to be saved in Africa. £5, that's nothing.
We were just saying earlier, you think, put in perspective, when we go to the shops and we get like lunch and, you know, get a sandwich or a coffee or something, and you think that £5 could save someone's sight.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible, really. So that's basically what we need. So if people can donate, please.
Yeah. We're going to get to that in the next couple of weeks. But you're going out there soon, aren't you?
I leave the day after the Brits. So the morning after the Brit Awards, I'm heading straight on a plane to Kenya.
Wow. You can go online as well if you want to donate to us right now at bbc.co.uk/radio1, and that'll take you to the Red Nose Peaks.
I was going
to
say, I was watching all the videos up there earlier, and there's a video of you guys at the zoo, and then there's a nice bit of you half naked with all your little... What are they called? The little things they stick on you to check your chest and all that.
Oh, this was... Greg was checking all our heartbeat, and it was really
like all the little
technical. Just checking how your heart recovers and how it's resting heart rate, and there was all... Just to see if basically we was fit enough to go over and do it, and it wasn't going to collapse or anything.
And also, what's going to happen on Radio 1, as we did with the Kilimanjaro climb, is you will hear all about it. I'll be doing inserts all through the day, and all the details about the trek and to find out how you can show your support for us are on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio1. With the tent thing, you can share with me if you want, because I kind of know you better than all the others.
Well, what if we get like a pop-up tent?
Yeah, or...
They're quicker, though, aren't they? You can get them out of the packet and go...
I just don't want to share with Lorraine.
Really? Why? I'd love to share.
Why not?
I love her, but she'll keep me awake with her. She,
you what? Know what? With
she,
what?
She tells dirty jokes and...
No, she does.
She does.
How do you know that?
She does.
Have
I've
you
been
shared
with
a tent with her before? You've been with her before?
Yeah, tell us about this.
I've spent some time with her and I just know what she's like. Hi, Lorraine, if you're listening. So I'm thinking, I don't really know any others that well. Maybe, I know Dermot, kind of. So
Dermot
maybe
cool.
Me, you and Dermot, three man.
And then Craig David can be outside the tent guarding us.
Yeah, he's going to be guarding for lions and stuff.
Yes.
Amazing. We've got it sorted, haven't we?
But Lorraine's going to be like the mum, I feel. She's going to be like the mum of the group.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
Of course.
I'm the youngest of the group.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
It's all good. Right. Oh, someone's phone. Is that your phone, Merz?
It's not mine.
No, it's not, actually. Someone's. Okay, good. We're going to play Eric Prydz and Night and the Reason. Then, would you mind having a little game that we do on the show with Becky?
Of course.
It involves you listening to some innuendo clips.
Yeah.
And some water.
Cool.
But you won't get wet-ish. All right. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Merz is getting fully involved with the wet weather gear for Innuendo Bingo the Jewel. Check that out.
Check the webcam.
Is the webcam on now? Put it on quick. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh my God.
Ollie Merz is getting fully involved with the yellow trousers and a sou'wester of sorts.
This is the new look. This is the new summer
really
look.
It's really good. Goggles, he's got everything.
Yep.
Before we do this, it's a simple game, and you won't actually get that wet. But it's good that you're protected in case.
Yeah, like, I'm worried that you're giving me this equipment.
No,
it's
no,
like,
no.
No, you're not going to get wet.
Worst things that happen in the desert, Ollie.
Honestly. Okay.
Me.
Yeah, it's good though. I mean, at least you're protected from the elements.
I am.
As we play Innuendo Bingo, the Jewel. Two people. Some innuendo. And some water. Now, this intro is making it sound a lot more exciting than it actually is.
My heart is beating.
That's all right. It's all right, Merz. Calm down.
I don't
it's
like
fine.
You staring me out. And yeah. Also, I'm normally the one in the wet weather gear, but because Ollie's the guest, I thought I had to give it to him.
Yeah. I feel bad now.
It's fine. Watch this as it's happening at bbc.co.uk/radio1. So here's what happens, Ollie. I play you some clips of stuff from the radio or TV that's a little bit like innuendo, yeah?
Yeah.
And then what you have to do is take some water in your mouth, okay? Then I will play you the clip of innuendo.
Yeah.
And then it's whoever spits it out. So it's all about holding it in the mouth, okay? Which will be hard because some of them are quite funny. And a bit...
I'm laughing already.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God.
Got your water there?
Yep.
All right.
Right, okay.
All right, so that's it. Got your water, Becky? He's already laughing. What you need to do... First one to spit loses. Right, hang on. Right, calm yourself. Calm yourself. Oh, no. See, Ollie's lost it now as well because you... Are you all right?
I had to swallow it because I was going to choke.
Okay, take another sip, Becky, please.
He's just looking at me. It's making me laugh.
Okay. Here we go. They've both gone now. You still got it in there, Merz. Okay. All right. Okay, let's play this. So, first of all, we go over to Vanessa Felt on Radio 2. Here she is.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of your front garden.
Oh, they both went there, I'm afraid. There's Vanessa there talking about gardens.
Oh, my God.
You missed the rest of the clip, listen.
Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
Oh, yeah. You got covered there, Becky. You alright?
I've never done it without protective clothing before.
I know. It's quite... Yeah, you're definitely coming off worse. Yeah. Okay, more water, please. There we are. Well, this is a classic innuendo bingo. As we go over to Jonathan Agnew.
Good morning, Christopher. You're absolutely right. Very relaxed today. Relaxed dress and a very pleasant, relaxing drive down from Leicestershire this morning. Lovely to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
That was full on to both of you. Oh, no. Ollie's very wet now. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Right. OK. I've got one more for you.
My hair's going to go curly.
This is funny.
One more.
What a great game.
Good game, isn't it?
You've been playing this at home, haven't you?
Good game.
Good game. 40 of those. Right, OK. More water. Mm-hmm. Let's make it. It's the last one, so let's make it a big gulp of water. There we are. Oh, all of Ollie's water is now gone. Ready, Becky? Mm-hmm. Ready, Mers? Okay, and now we go over to Dale Winton from Saturday's In It to Win It.
Con Iggleton is well known for writing books in which genre? Is it biography, historical fiction, or contemporary crime? How do you feel about that?
Absolutely dreadful.
Oh, dear.
There's not even one that I can think it's not.
It does make it easier if you can, knock one out.
Oh, no.
Absolutely true.
It does make it easier if you can, knock one out.
Thank you, Dale. And there we are. Ollie, you're drenched now. Oh, my God, look at him. I really hope you're watching this on the webcam.
Oh, God.
I promise you, I wouldn't get you too wet as well, because you've got to go to this Comet Relief launch thing tonight. There we are. That was. Thanks very much for coming in, Ollie.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
brilliant.
I will see you on the Comet Relief Red Nose Trek.
You will.
Next time I see you, we'll be in actual Africa.
We will.
All right, see you soon.
Top man.
Thank you,
mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we need to sort out what we're doing this year, because this show is going to come live from the Brit next Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock, as we normally do. I feel that you need to do a spread.
Last year, I think we were outdone by the rival radio station.
Yeah.
Who had, like, these amazing cupcakes and stuff, didn't they? And we didn't have anything to offer apart from giant Jenga.
We had nothing to offer the guests. So what were we thinking? Buffet?
Yeah, I thought
Could you
rustle
that up by Tuesday?
Well, yeah, easy. Just go to the, just get the pre-made stuff. I'm not going to spend time making sausage rolls, and you can just buy mini ones.
Oh, okay.
But that involves like my cool box and stuff, because I can't see Rihanna eating a pork pie.
No.
So
mini Scotch egg, Lady Gaga. I can't see that.
No, but I think maybe I could do cocktails.
Now there's an idea.
Because people like them, and like the one that doesn't speak said, rather than doing the interview like stuff full of Scotch egg, like they could, if I do cocktails, they can just kind of casually sip them when they're doing the interview, can't they?
Yeah, and I can imagine it's a bit more glam, you know what I mean? Yeah, so let's do cocktail bar.
I'll need to practice though, because do you remember when I worked in that bar in Australia and I forgot to put the lid on the shaker?
Yeah.
And then just,
sprayed everybody.
That wasn't a good night.
Let's not do that next week, because there's like big stars there.
But I could try and do some flaring. That would be, yeah.
Well, you've got, you know, a week and a bit, so leave that up to you. Okay, so let's go not buffet, let's go cocktail bar. But yeah, I mean, like, Rihanna would have a sex on the beach, wouldn't she, rather than probably, like, an individual pork pie. All right, I'll leave that to you. Now, after the incredibly complicated R. Kelly trapped in the closet story, which was getting really ridiculous. I mean, once we got to part 12, it was making my head fizz so much. So we've moved on to a different one, and we're now at part two of Trapped at the Drive-Thru by Weird Al, which is, it has to be said, very similar in its style, but a lot less complicated. So, the story so far. Al, Weird Al, and his wife have driven to the drive-thru to get some dinner, to get something to eat, because they're hungry. Lots of people desperate over the last 3 days since we last did this to find out what happens next. Well, you're about to find out on part two of Trapped at the Drive-Thru.
Well, here we are in the drive-thru line. Me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his bright sun behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park, we could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order, and we'll be on our way. I want to get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus, we need curly fries, And don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers. No, just one will split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order. Let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer. I said, medium, not large. Then she says we're having a specialized supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was oh. And she says now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say great, except we're in the drive-thru. So what would I want that for? Then she says wait a minute. Your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald. Then he moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she says, Mr. Please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, nice window, please that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio. Turned it off because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Then I looked at her and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it. But hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket.
Go.
I can't believe there's no wallet. Wallet.
Wallet. Oh.
He's finally got to the window and no wallet. Wow. Part three tomorrow of Trapped at the Drive-Thru.
Podcast.
So this morning on the Chris Moore Show, I was in just after 8 o'clock and I announced that I am doing the Comic Relief Red Nose Desert Trek. There's going to be 9 of us walking 100 kilometres in 5 days across one of the hottest and harshest deserts in the world, which is in northern Kenya. This all seemed fine when I said yes to it just before Christmas, and now I'm stressing out a little bit about it, to be fair, because there's the heat to deal with, and there's also the beasties.
Mm.
Mm. And there's quite a few of them.
There's some amazing ones. I've been doing loads of research on it.
Yeah. And 126 different species of snake, which I may
There's one that can go up to 14 miles an hour.
Yeah, no, they're really, really fast.
And it can climb trees.
The deadly puff adder is one of them.
And have you seen this one that I printed off? Let's get you a picture.
Why are you giving me pictures of these?
Just so that you can get a bit more. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
That's a boomslang. That's really...
I've never seen that.
That's really small, but I reckon that one could sort of hide in your sleeping bag. And have you seen this? Big, scary one. I'm just holding up loads of pictures. I thought the more pictures I printed off, the more scared I could make. You've seen that one?
What is that?
That's
oh, my God.
That's a puff adder. Look how big it can
is
get
that
its
a puff
mouth
adder?
Open, yeah?
That is awful.
Look, this actual desert where you'll be going, where it is, look.
Yeah.
Do you want me to make these a bit more realistic? I could maybe Photoshop pictures of you in...
No.
No?
Really don't want that.
Like
at all.
This one, this is the camel spider. I don't
honestly,
know how. Oh, that's
that's a picture of
Craig David
Bowselector. Selector, yeah, thanks.
I don't know how that got in there, but that might be quite scary if you woke up.
With that mask. Mm. So there's 9 of us. It's me, Lorraine Kelly, Dermot O'Leary, Ollie Mers, who we had in earlier, Cara Toynton, Ronnie Ancona, Nadia Sawala, Radio 4 presenter Peter White, and Craig David. Now, I have to spend a week with all of those people, like I said, in very harsh conditions, but I'm, you know, quite cool about doing it because it's for Comet Relief. It's an amazing, amazing cause, and we're going to need your support nearer the time. Details are on the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. So I was in with Chris this morning. Now, bear in mind, I have to spend a week with Craig David, yes? He's a very nice man. So thank you so much to Chris Moyles for doing his Craig David impressions a lot this morning. Did you hear this?
It's just what you need, isn't
really
it?
Really just what I need. I'm about to spend a week with this guy in Kenya. It's not going to be the easiest of situations.
Do you think he'll sing this to you late at night?
Take him off.
Oh, I didn't realise it was called that.
It's called Take Him Off.
Oh, right.
Here it is.
Would it bother you we go tomorrow? There's a couple things that I got to show you. Cause I'm not trying to rush.
Not a snake.
He'll get on well with Ollie. Right now you've got too
many clothes on. Ew! Think.
Oh. He'll say that to Lorraine.
Take him off. Cara Toynton, take him off. Anyway, yeah, we're all going to have to take him off because it's going to be hot. So here's a chance to win some Scott Mills points. How many times did Chris Moyles do a Craig David impression on this morning's Chris Moyles show? You can play along at home. I will give you 10 Scott Mills points if you get the correct number of impressions he did of Craig David.
I'm going to say 11.
You're saying 11?
Mm.
What are you saying out there? Let me know on the text, 81199. Here's Chris Moyles and his many impressions of Craig David.
Hey, do you know what? He'll have those headphones.
Willy Wonka!
One.
Craig, you can't turn it off, Craig! Take a photo of Jim Dungeon.
Every day with his bubble hat and his big earphones over the top.
Two.
Share a tent with Craig David and Kez. And
go on, Kez! Get eating them snakes! You're going to be trying to get to sleep, and he's like this. Craig. Craig, you're going to hit your headphones, Craig. Turned it Monday, Tuesday, and took a fun drink Thursday.
Oh, God.
Craig, man, Craig.
Four.
Craig, did you not hear anything? Sorry, I was listening to the music.
Five.
Hey, up, Kez, go on. I must get out ahead, see if we're all right. Scott, Kez has come back. He says it's nothing but desert for the next 30 miles. But don't worry, I've got some drum and bass.
Six.
Craig might bring somebody who just walks alongside him with a portable fan. Hey, up, keep up, will you?
Yeah.
I'm sweating. Sweating buckets.
Seven.
Don't worry, Scott. Anything snakes come along, I'm going to sing them to sleep.
Eight.
If he's boring you with another story about LA, just turn around and go, shut up, and he'll be off.
Nine.
Snakes are attracted to bass. So actually...
We're in trouble!
Oh,
turn
no.
up the bass!
Ten.
Night, Craig. Good night, Scott. Follow me now, follow me now, follow me now.
Turn that off, Craig.
Follow me now, follow... I can't hear you, Scott. I'm banging to my tunes. Hey, okay, let's do some dancing. Follow me now, follow me now, follow me now. Monday. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me now. Hey, Scott, apparently tomorrow... We're walking through the desert. Come on now, come on now. Come on now, come on now.
I've got to spend a week with this guy. If you said 11, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Amazing.
You're getting it spot on.
Well done. Joel and Devon. Oh, he said 12. No points. Sorry, I can't give you. 22 times, Phoebe and Cobham take away no points from that last exercise. Thank you.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Busy show today. We had Ed Westwick in earlier, Chuck Bass. He talked about Gossip Girl and how he's actually signed up to that show for another 2 years. And also talked about his new film, Shallow Girl, which we went to see last week. If you like... an easy-to-understand, kind of leave-your-brain-at-home film. It's brilliant. I didn't say that to him, did I? Leave your brain at home. But you know what I mean. It's easy to watch. Basically, posh boy's family own a chalet in the Alps. Chalet girl turns up, feels a bit out of place, falls in love with the posh boy from the family after frolicking in the snow a bit. There's some other stuff that happens, but that's basically it. Video of Ed Westwick, because we filmed it all, will be up very soon. So keep checking back at Radio 1 Online. On our podcast tomorrow will be the Ed Westwick interview. Also, one of my fellow desert trekkers, Ollie Mers, was in. We love the Mers.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still covered in his...
water.
Spit. Yeah. Mm. He drenched me in Innuendo Bingo the Jewel.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.